Hi, it's Elise.
Hey y'all, it's Kaylin.
And this is episode 8, season 2 of Love Her, Leave Her Wild.
I'm waiting.
And that's old school Arsenio Hall.
Were you a cheerleader?
Fuck no.
Or a football player?
I was neither. I was in drama club. Duh.
Is that where you dancing to Madonna came from?
No, that was in elementary school. So this episode is going to be about manifestation, which is kind of like a big thing right now. I think a lot of people talk about it, especially on TikTok. But a lot of people don't really know what they're talking about. So we're going to talk about it. Because I have done a lot of research and a lot of reading. So here we are. So manifestation, what is that? What is that to you, Kaylin?
It means, so I'm not really a big believer in manifestation.
Excuse me? What?
I mean, like.
I'm about to betray you right now.
Because. I don't, so this is like, you know, whatever, if you think it, if you dream it, you can do it. Like, I believe I can fly. I'll sing that song. I will not, but.
Please do it.
But.
I believe I can fly.
Exactly. Clearly they're on like PCP. They cannot fly. They're not going to fly. It doesn't matter how much they believe they're going to fly. Their asses will not be flying. So I feel like. Manifestation doesn't take mental illnesses into account, like, because I can manifest some dark stuff in about 30 seconds if you give me the time, or some really irrational things. Like after I had Everly, I was manifesting some really wild things.
But you said you don't believe in it.
Like, I could have, sorry, my bad. Like, I could have manifested those really wild ideas, like, because I was mentally ill. Like, I could have created like turmoil in my head.
It doesn't quite work like that, though.
Well, the research I did said it does.
Well, I'm sorry, but your research is wrong.
So it you really think like that your mind is powerful enough?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. This is going to take some convincing because, I mean, within like certain things, like I think that you do have to have a good attitude before you, like, I like to work out. So I have to get my mind right before I do it, but I still have to get my body moving. Like, I can't just be like, I'm going to have a bikini body and sit on my ass all day for a year, like I've done. And like, I can't do that with my mind. I can't manifest.
You can actually manifest that, yes.
And that's a real out.
I swear to God, I am not good at that. Clearly.
Girl, we about to take before and after pictures of this.
Okay. Here's the thing about manifesting. Okay. Time. So when you manifest, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say something like, I don't want to be fat. I don't want to not lose weight or la la la. The mind doesn't know about negatives. So you're actually just kind of bringing it onto yourself, right? So you don't talk like that. You think, I am skinny. I am skinny. I am skinny, whatever it is. And then if you truly believe that, and here's the key to manifesting that not many people talk about, which is just the key. You can't do it without this. Okay. The key to manifesting is emotion and passion. Like, you have to have that in order to be able to manifest. People can't just say affirmations and then just be like, it's an affirmation. I'm saying it every day and nothing's happening. Well, of course, because you're just saying some random affirmation you found on TikTok. There's one that's going around quite a bit. And I don't remember, I do not chase, I attract. What belongs to me will find me, which is a great affirmation. And there's people that will pop up and say, I've done this affirmation every day for a few days. And oh my God, this is what happened. Sure. Because they actually believe that it's working. And then there are other people on there that said, I've been saying it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, and nothing has happened. The difference is the emotion. And it's not even the words that you're saying that's so important, but it's the feeling. It's the believing. And that's what people miss when you talk about manifesting.
Manifestation is you creating your own reality. Like, because you just said, like, I can sit here and be like, I'm skinny. I'm going to eat my air sandwich. I'm going to eat air and water until I'm skinny.
Well, but it's not really. Even that. It's that believing that food does not cause you to gain weight.
Okay. But like, we all know burn calories, like you need to build lean muscle in order to burn fat, like all of these things that our body needs. Like, I'm not gonna get shredded like a salad sitting out there on the couch watching.
Okay, of course you won't.
Documentaries. But if I think, it doesn't matter how much I think,
because you don't believe.
Girl, I'm gonna sit here, I'm gonna eat these bonbons, and I'm gonna be a bad bitch when I get up. Like, that's not how it works, though.
It's because you don't believe it.
Because that's not the reality. Like, so is this where when you talk about the passion and the emotions, like, it's the reality that you created, is that you are a bad bitch when you get up?
No.
But yeah.
But no, that's not how it works. People think that the universe controls us. But that's not the case. We control the universe. The universe is made of matter. We are made of matter. We can control that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but also we create our own reality. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
reality ain't got nothing to do with this.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It has everything.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I don't know what you're... No, no. I'm talking about real things. I'm talking about real things.
But
okay?
What's real to you and what's real to me are different.
Well, like, okay, so money isn't real to you.
Yeah, but what makes someone rich, like what makes me wealthy, what makes me rich, what is well off to me may not be the same for Kim Kardashian or for my neighbor or for my sister or for anyone.
Okay, but I'm not talking about the perceptions.
But to me, manifestation is all about perception. It's about, because you said it's like emotion and passion. So it's like when I am thinking something into existence and thinking it into being, basically, that what you do is you become so passionate about it that that becomes your reality.
No, no, that's not how it works, bro.
We just did a whole episode about everyone having a different reality.
Okay, I'm not saying people don't have a different reality, but reality is a manifestation doesn't. It doesn't. It's not the same thing, because if I think to myself, I need X amount of money. I'm not saying I want to be rich. I'm not saying that. I say, you know what? I need $5,000. I need $5,000 is mine. It's coming to me. $5,000. I could feel the check in my hand. I could feel it. I could feel what it's like to withdraw $500 or $5,000. Okay. Ugh. So if I keep talking about $5,000 that I'm going to have, right? I write the check, or I have the check in my hand. I feel the check in my hand. I envision myself buying something with that amount of money, or paying a certain bill or whatever it is with that money. And I keep focusing on that. And then the $5,000 comes to me. That's not a different reality. That's $5,000 that I asked for, that I manifested. It's no different. Your perception of 5,000 is the same as mine. I'm not saying it makes me rich. I'm just saying that's the $5,000 I manifested.
So can I manifest my paycheck that I worked for?
What you mean?
Like, so I can literally like do nothing to earn money and just think about it and feel it.
Yeah.
Well, ain't that some shit? I've been doing this life all wrong.
Well, first of all, like I said, you have to truly believe it deep down. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you believe it and you put emotion and passion behind it and you keep that in your head, then you can manifest. So I needed money at one point. I remember thinking this, like, I need money. I had a certain amount set in my head. And within a couple of weeks, I got that money from three different sources that totaled the amount of money that I needed.
Look at God.
What?
Praise him.
God, I do this?
Look at God.
God, I do this? Don't take that away from me. I manifested that shit.
So for me, when I think about it, I think of like clinical manifestations of first things. Like what I think of is like clinical manifestations of bipolar disorder. One of their manifestations is that they are very important, like delusions of self-importance. Uh-huh. They manifest their importance in their reality. They are famous. They are millionaires. They are hella important. Like, they are the bee's knees.
Okay, yes, but that's also a mental illness.
But that is a clinical. Exactly. That's why I'm saying manifestation is like iffy for me, because they do not take into consideration clinical manifestations like this.
Okay, which is, but that's not what they're talking about.
Which is a different reality. Like, because I'm talking about science, and this is like about the spiritual aspect, right? Like, no. I can't. It is because there is a clinical manifestation.
Okay, but that's different than the manifestation I'm talking about. They're totally different.
That's what I just said, because this is a spiritual manifestation.
It's not really spiritual as much as like understanding how the universe works and is made up of matter. And
science is how the universe works to me.
Did I not just say it's like everything in the universe is made up of matter?
Yeah, but like that doesn't nail the coffin of manifestations for me. Because still, it doesn't take into consideration other things. So it's like,
this is why manifesting doesn't work for you anyway. But go on, continue.
Why?
Because you don't believe it.
Because it doesn't make sense to me.
Why? Because I just think to myself, I need $5,000 a few times and I get $5,000.
You're damn right. That's why it doesn't make sense to me. Because there's been a lot of times when I'm like, shit, I would really like $100.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no, I go pick up extra shifts and get $100 extra in my paycheck. Like, that's how that works. Like,
so yeah. Were those extra shifts available to you?
Usually. Well, it depends.
Okay, there you go. It doesn't mean, okay. So when I talk about
that makes sense. Okay. That makes sense right there. Right. What you just said, because I worked for it and it come like, it was available. So you're saying like, the doors open and make it so that I can get my money. Not like I just sit here, like the whole being skinny thing where I can just sit here and think about being skinny and become skinny.
Right. I mean, that supposedly works. I have not had luck with that, but when
why doesn't that work for you?
Because I don't believe it. Like, I don't believe that. I inside I'm like, no, this food is making me fat. You know, it's a fight I have with my subconscious. However, other stuff I do fully believe in. So when I talk about getting the money, say $5,000, that came in the form of like an ad.
Okay.
It came in the form of, you know,
you skipped all them steps.
Well, okay. Sorry.
Y'all see what just happened there. You skipped like the most important step, which is like the door opens.
Yes.
Or okay, like, that makes sense.
Okay. So lately I've really needed money, and,
she became a prostitute.
I did. So that's a new job for me. God. Other than that, I got the opportunity to interview for two jobs this week.
Yay. Yes.
So
this I support.
Yeah, it comes to you in ways that, you know, I don't know, I can't explain, but it's there. I have the opportunity, or it's there, or whatever it may be. So when you tell yourself, I need an extra $100, and you know, you really put that in your head, like, I really need that extra $100, and you have the opportunity to take a shift.
Right.
There you go. That's it. It just happens like that, but you have to really believe it.
So is it like when you really believe it that you become more aware of, like, you're more self-aware, and so you pay more attention to these opportunities?
No.
Like, you dedicate more time to these opportunities, like, where, so you've been applying for jobs like crazy because you needed the money. So you know, like, you take more opportunities and spend more time, and you're more dedicated than you have been in the past. So like you have, like you're paying more attention to it. This part makes sense to me. This I can get behind.
I mean, it all kind of works hand in hand.
Like I just keep on going back to the diet thing. I don't have an eating disorder, y'all. Like that's not, don't be praying for me at night to like help Kaylin through her struggle. Like it's just the easiest thing that I can like compare. So it's like, in order for me to see these results that I want to see and to get in shape, I have to get my head right. So yeah. With that, I eat healthier. I work out more. It's not like waving a magic wand. It's my mentality.
Kind of. Yes.
To be more dedicated to my wellness.
It could be, or you could just really think food does not make me fat. If you think food makes you fat, it's going to make you fat. But again, I can't, this is what I've learned. I think this was a specific part of The Secret. If you've ever read The Secret, I tend to like the book, The Laws of Attraction, much better than The Secret. And it explains things in a more thorough kind of process. And it's just that we don't understand that we can manifest things so much that people that are very successful, a lot of them do use the laws of attraction to do that. Mm-hmm. Like attracts like. So if you're thinking shitty things about everything shitty, and you get shitty people in your life, guess what? It's all shit.
Because of self-sabotage.
Oh, for God's sakes.
No, like, no, that's what it is.
Self-sabotage. It's just the law of conformity. Like if you're around 9 recreational drug users and you're number 10, you're most likely going to be a recreational drug user.
When I say self-sabotage, it's because I say like my expectations of people are based off of my experiences. So when I say self-sabotage, I mean that I've had really shitty experiences in life with other people. So I assume that that's what everyone is going to be like. So I self-sabotage in the fact that I will not get close to people because I assume that they're going to hurt me.
Right. And like, I was looking up I can't remember that guy's name. But I was looking him up along with like schema and things like that. But then we got up here. But it was really interesting, like the way he explained, like he said that highly intelligent people, have you ever wondered why highly intelligent people self-sabotage? And it's because these people are a higher level of consciousness or have a ability to reach a higher level of consciousness. But going back to that theory that we discussed before, they've been through a lot of shit, and that a lot of shit kind of like is a compilation of multiple years of potential abuse or low self-worth or whatever. And that's what causes them to self-sabotage until they realize their true value as a person.
Did I send you that video?
No.
Oh, because I watched that video. That's where I got it from.
Mm-mm. I didn't watch the video.
You didn't watch his TED Talk?
No.
About Johnny, the 7-year-old?
I read it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I watched his TED Talk. And I'll have to.
Oh, I read about it, which was the whole, like, when I was, because that's what I was making notes about, because the self-sabotage thing was really interesting to me, because I was like, I don't self-sabotage. I don't do that, but I procrastinate like a motherfucker. And then when he was explaining it all, it made sense. And like, I was just doing some other research about it. Yeah. And that like these examples were very relative, I feel like.
Okay. So what we're both talking about, which I didn't realize she read and she didn't realize I watched. So we're on the same vibe here. How to Eliminate Self-Doubt Forever and the Power of Your Unconscious Mind by Peter Sage. And I highly recommend that video.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Peter Sage.
Okay.
So,
very interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. Okay. The first rule of personal growth is people will never rise above the opinions of themselves. Okay. And no one will ever love us as much as we love ourselves. Those are two key things. And Peter Sage talks about this. So, I mean, but I guess this was a whole debate about manifestation. So I don't know what
manifestation is.
can be amended. It can be, no, I can get behind it now. Now that you explained it, like these doors open because now either like you put in more time or more work to that, like whatever your goal is, like you have your mindset, you have a goal in your head and you're going to do what it takes to get there. So like, you're not going to get offered a job that you didn't apply for.
Right. Right. Yes.
Exactly. So now you're applying for, so you apply for the jobs and you put in the work, like you put in the work and then the doors open.
Yeah. So I apply for jobs and I'm more likely to get the job that I really want by picturing myself doing the actual job.
Because you want it more when you do that, right? Like you
manifest it by seeing yourself doing. You want a new car? Want a new car? Well, then you, okay, this is a perfect example. Thank you. My sister wanted a new car. Okay. She's been driving the same car for, I don't fucking know, 10 years. And I mean, it's been a pretty decent car for her. So she was just thinking to herself, like, I need a new car. So she pictured herself rolling in her new car, felt the steering wheel under her hands, pictured herself rolling up to Dunkin' Donuts and getting a coffee in her new car. So what?
I'm just thinking about this. Like,
okay. So
I'm trying to get on this level.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what you have to do. My whole point was trying to teach people how to manifest before you made it this whole thing, but this is how you do it.
How did I make it this whole thing?
You made it a whole thing.
I didn't make it anything. It doesn't sound real to me. Like,
it's a damn mess.
It sounds like, no, it just sounds like magic. So I don't know what you really, there's so many people who are going to agree with me. Like,
no, there's so many people that are going to agree with me and they'll be like, Kaylin, chill.
Chill. It doesn't make sense that you can just think about being skinny and be skinny.
Okay. I have never done that. But apparently you can.
But if manifestation works,
it should, but you have to fully believe it. There can't be doubt though. That's the problem. When you have doubt, it doesn't fucking work. Let me finish the car story. People are probably like, well, she didn't finish the fucking car story. So anyway, but my sister's car was fine. It just was working fine. And so, and it was paid off, whatever. And so a few weeks later, she gets into a car accident. Some lady hits her and the insurance, you know, comes in and they total it. And guess what? She got a new car.
Okay.
What is so funny?
But what about if she would have like ended up with a punctured fucking lung and had to go to the hospital where we don't have any beds?
Oh, you playing the what if game. No. Even my therapist will tell you, don't play the fucking what if game. This doesn't have anything with manifestation. This has to do with anxiety. No what if game. It didn't, did it? What did she get? A new car.
Well, I'm so glad for the hedge of protection that God placed around your sister.
Sister is fine. She did not hurt. It was like just like a fender bender. It wasn't, you know,
what kind of new car she get? Is she like a rapper in her Escalade now?
No, she has a Honda CRV.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is what I really wanted to. And, I'm really happy for her. She deserves it. And
so y'all just wait. Elise gonna be like, y'all, I just got into a fender bender, totaled my car.
Don't say that. No, I'm not ready for a new car yet though. Not ready. I need a job first, bro. So I have to be careful with my manifestations. So, and here's the thing too. Why is manifesting so important? It's not even just to get things, but it's for you to be able to train your mind and train the way you think, right? You have to be mindful in order to manifest. You have to have gratitude in order to manifest.
I believe in gratitude. I just, the manifestation is really iffy for me. Sorry, dude.
Like, I mean, you don't, it's okay. You can, I would say, if you wanted to learn more about it, definitely read something like The Secret. Like I said, it's more commercialized, so it's easier to take in. Laws of attraction are different. It really gets into the spiritual side of things and how kind of things work in the afterlife. And then there's different people on like YouTube you can follow. This is where it's going to get a little bit confusing. So this has to do, there's no spiritual being or whatever that gives us this shit. Mm-hmm. It's really manipulating matter and mm-hmm. understanding that matter can be manipulated. That's mm-hmm. it. But when you read the laws of attraction, they go into the collective being that is God that I've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different ballgame. This is, we're just talking about manifestation right now. So yeah, I am not ready to manifest a new car because I need a job. So what I'm manifesting is, and here I'll give you a little exercise before we go. I'm killing a dirty look. I'm so pissed at you right now.
I don't understand this shit, ma'am.
Okay.
I told y'all she was the spiritual one. Like I can't, my brain doesn't work like this. Like it does, but it doesn't. Like I feel you, but like.
It just, it works.
I'm going to try it. I believe you. I believe it. Like I'm trying to explain how I think that it just becomes a really manifest things because you work your ass off.
No. I do work really hard. But like when I needed, you know, that amount of money at that time, it came to me in those ways. You know, did I work for it? But the opportunity presented itself.
Right. Okay.
So,
okay.
You know,
I keep forgetting that part.
Yes. The opportunities. It doesn't come in like, you know, I was walking along and found like a money bag on the floor on the ground and it's $5,000. No, it comes in different ways.
That's the way it sounded.
Yeah. Sometimes people get like some kind of payout from something they did a long time ago or whatever. You can read different people's stories, but for me, that's how it manifested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's a little homework you can do. So you want to write three things that you want, that you really want down. Okay. We're just going to start with three because manifesting more at the same time is harder. So you're going to say that you wanted money. Okay. Then you're going to put, these are the reasons I want this. Okay. And then you're going to list your reasons. And then you're going to say, these are the reasons I believe I'll have it. Okay. And then you look at that every day. You make time for that every day. You really think about it. You put emotion behind it. And there you go. So it's whatever you want. These are the reasons I want this. And these are the reasons I believe I'll have it.
And I'm doing it.
Okay. You should. I'm
going to take before and after pictures of my butt cheeks. So we can see the transformation.
See, this is, you guys, Kaylin's body is banging already. So she is absolutely.
That's your reality, not mine.
Whatever. Whatever.
No, but I'm really going to try this because I'm interested. Like I have never really, I've never really talked about manifestation. Like I heard about it. Like, so growing up, it was like blessings, but like, so you would tithe and then be rewarded like tenfold or whatever the fuck they used to say. So it was like, you would give in order to receive. So you put in work in order to reach your goal. Like that's how I'm trying to like line this up in my head. So this is the first conversation I've ever in my life had about manifestations.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
can you not tell?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm clearly an amateur at magic.
It's not magic. God.
I'm just not, my mind isn't like, it's, I don't know. It's like,
you need to have a more open mind.
I think maybe I should or something. I don't know. Like to me, it's, this is a really wild concept. It's like hypnosis. Like that's how it feels to me. But I'm going to try this exercise. I'm going to do it. Like about real things. I'm joking about the butt cheek thing, but no, I'm going to really try this.
Okay. So you pick what you want. These are the reasons I want it. These are the reasons I believe I'll have it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
That's how it manifests those three things. And keep reading those every day and feel passionate about them. So, well, we can continue this discussion next time. I think we went over the allotted amount of time. Really have to put a timer out so we could stop. Okay, so any questions, comments, suggestions, whatever, you can leave it at www.loveherleaverwild.com. We are sponsored by my forthcoming book, Love Her, Leave Her Wild, Dear Mom, an organization that supports mothers with children with Down syndrome, and Ruby's Rainbow, an organization that gives scholarships to people with Down syndrome. So don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That would be amazing. And we will continue this conversation. Happy manifesting.
Manifest Monday.
I can hate you. Literally.